Title: Rega Sample Placements Across Sections Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass arranging skill, Rega Vocal Sample Placements Across Sections in Ableton Live. Because Rega vocals are one of those jungle and DNB staples that can instantly make a tune feel like a proper tune, but if you drop them randomly, they don't feel hype. They feel messy, or worse, they make your drums and bass feel smaller. So the goal of this lesson is simple. You'll learn where to place Rega vocals in each section of an arrangement so they build energy, reinforce the groove, and stay out of the way of the mix. We'll work like a DJ-friendly producer. Clear 8 and 16 bar phrasing, intentional moments, and a repeatable workflow you can use on any track. First, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for modern rollers and jungle-ish stuff. Now go to Arrangement View and create locators. Even if you're brand new to arranging, locators are your best friend because they make you think in sections. Here's a clean template. Intro, bars 1 through 9. Build, 9 through 17. Drop 1, 17 through 33. Break, 33 through 41. Drop 2, 41 through 57. Outro, 57 through 65. These bar numbers are suggestions. What matters is that we're thinking in 8 or 16 bar chunks. That's the DJ phrase mindset. Rega works best when it announces something structural. Start of an 8, end of an 8, last two beats before a transition. When you're unsure, place it on structure, not in the middle of a busy moment. Next, let's pick samples, and I'm going to give you a usable rule so you don't overload yourself. Pick about 5 to 10 vocal bits total. Get 2 or 3 short shouts, stuff like run, yo, select a. Then get 2 or 3 medium phrases that are around 1 to 2 bars long. Then 1 or 2 signature hooks. That's the main line you actually want people to remember. And optionally, 1 or 2 textures like crowd noise, air horns, rewinds. Those can be transition spice, but don't feel like you need them. Now drag the samples onto an audio track for prep. Turn warp on. For longer phrases, set warp mode to complex pro. Keep it subtle. Formants around 0 to plus 2, and envelope around 90 to 130. If you push that too hard, you get that watery artifact sound. For short shouts, try beats mode with preserve set to transients and transient loop mode off. That keeps them punchy. Before we even think about arrangement, do quick cleanup so they sit in the mix. Put a utility on the vocal track and gain stage so you're not clipping. A good beginner target is peaks around minus 6 dB. You're not mastering right now, you're keeping headroom. Then add EQ8, high pass around 100 to 150 HC. Vocals do not need sub-information in DNB. And if it's biting or harsh, a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz often helps. Don't overcut, just tame. One more coach move that saves you later. Use clip gain to level your one shots before your compressor does all the work. If one shout is way louder than the rest, your compressor will pump weirdly. So even them out now so they hit roughly similar peak levels. Now, here's the workflow upgrade that makes this lesson actually fun. The Rega One-Shot Rack. Create a MIDI track and load Simpler. Drop several one-shot samples into Simpler and switch Simpler into Slice mode. Slice by transient and adjust sensitivity so it catches the chops nicely. Now tighten the envelope. Shorten the release to something like 50 to 120 milliseconds. We want quick, controlled chops, not long tails all over the drums. Group it into an instrument rack, so you have a single Rega instrument you can play like a kit. Inside that rack, keep a simple vocal chain, EQ8 with a high pass around 120 HC, and if it's boxy, a gentle dip around 300 to 500 HC. Drum bus very subtly for glue. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, and keep boom off. We're not adding low end to Rega chops. Saturator with soft clip on, and drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then a compressor, light control, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release 50 to 120 ms. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on louder hits. Now set up your return tracks, because this is how you get instant vibe without baking effects into every clip. Return a short reverb, decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 ms, and make sure you low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 HE so it doesn't smear the low mids. Return B. A dub delay using echo. Set time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. And again. Filter it. Cut lows below 250 HC and tame highs above 6 to 8 kHC so it doesn't fizz over the break. Cool. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Placement strategy by section. And I want you to remember one big concept as we go. A three-lane vocal plan. Lane 1 is tags, tiny one-shots. That's punctuation. Lane 2 is phrases, half a bar to two bars. That's your messaging. Lane 3 is ear candy, rewinds, crowd, air horns. That's transitions. In the drop, if you stack more than one lane at the same time, it usually gets messy. So we'll be deliberate about when each lane shows up. Let's start with the intro, bars 1 to 9. Intro is teasers, not statements. You're setting vibe, without giving away the drop like you're revealing the whole punchline too early. A simple placement rule. One shout every four bars. So maybe one on bar 1, one on bar 5. And instead of loud and dry, go filtered and washed. Put an auto filter on the vocal track. Low pass mode, resonance around 10 to 20%. Automate that filter opening over the intro, like from around 1.2 kHz up toward 8 kHz over 8 bars. That opening up creates forward motion even if your drums are minimal. Also automate your reverb send higher in the intro, then pull it down as you approach the drop. That contrast is everything. If the intro is wet, the drop can feel huge just by being drier. One more vibe tip, if your intro previews an amen or a break layer, try placing a ragga line right before the first full break hit. It foreshadows energy and feels very jungle radio. Now the build, bars 9 to 17. Build is call and response with drums. The goal is to increase density and hype without clutter. This is where you can start using short phrases, but still with restraint. A practical pattern, use a one-bar phrase at the end of every four bars. So you might place a phrase around bar 12 and bar 16. That gives the listener a sense of something's coming, because it happens at predictable structural points. Then sprinkle one-shots in the empty spots. A classic one is a pre-drop shout on beat 4 of the last bar before the drop. So bar 15 beat 4, or bar 16 beat 4 depending on where your drop starts. If you want a little movement, put a one-shot on the end of 2 occasionally. That syncopation can be enough to make it feel like it's dancing with the break, not just sitting on top. And here's a fun, controlled fill for the very last bar before the drop. Duplicate a phrase and use beat repeat very lightly. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/8, chance 20 to 35%. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to glitch the vocal into chaos. You're trying to create a little stutter tension. Then automate echo feedback up for the last half bar, and cut it immediately at the drop. That cut is the payoff. Now drop 1, bars 17 to 33. Drop rule, less, but louder and more intentional. This is the part where beginners often overdo vocals because it feels exciting. But in Rolling DNB, your drums and bass are the main characters. The ragga is seasoning. Here are three placement categories that work almost every time. 1. The downbeat stamp, bar 17 beat 1, a short shout, something that says we're in. 2. Mid-phrase support, a couple very short one-shots inside the 8 bars, but placed in air pockets. 3. End of 8-bar markers. At the end of the first 8 bars, like bar 24, and at the end of the 16, like bar 32, you can drop a signature line or hype phrase. Now, the beginner-proof density rule. Maximum 1 vocal phrase per 8 bars in the drop, and only 2 to 4 one-shots inside that same 8 bars. If you want the drop to feel bigger, don't add more vocals. Remove a vocal, and the remaining ones will feel more important. Mixing tip, that's huge. Sidechain vocals to drums. Put a compressor on your vocal track, enable sidechain, and feed it the kick, or a ghost kick if your kick pattern is inconsistent. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. You only want 1 to 3 dB of reduction. This is not a pumping effect. It's a tuck. It keeps the vocal present but not stepping on the transient punch. And now the snare respect check, because this is the fastest way to fix that why did my snare get weak problem. Solo drums and vocal together. If the vocal makes the snare feel smaller, do this in order. First, nudge the vocal later by 10 to 30 milliseconds. You can do that with track delay or clip start. Often that alone solves it. Second, turn the vocal down 1 to 2 dB. Third, if needed, do a small wide EQ dip around 2 to 4 kHz on the vocal, because that's where a lot of snare presence lies. Also, avoid landing a shout exactly on every snare. Instead, place one-shots just after the snare in the little air pocket. That keeps the snare dominant and makes the vocal feel like it's answering the groove. Now the break, bars 33 to 41. Break is where you feature the vocal. This is your reset moment. You reduce drum energy or go halftime, and you let the vocal and atmosphere take the spotlight. Bring a longer phrase forward. Turn up the reverb send a bit, and automate the drum group down by maybe 2 to 6 dB so the vocal feels like the focus without you having to crank it. This is also a great place for character, a subtle vinyl distortion, or very subtle redux to get that old jungle tape vibe. Keep it tasteful. If the word clarity disappears, you've gone too far. Try a quick phone moment too. On a Q8, bandpass roughly 300 Hz to 3.5 kHz for a bar or two. Then open it back up. That contrast makes the return to the drop feel bigger. Now drop 2, bars 41 to 57. Drop 2 is where you keep identity but switch the placements. Best practice. Keep one recognizable vocal hook, but change the rest so it feels like a second act, not copy-paste. You can place the main hook right at bar 41, or save it for bar 49, the start of the second 8 bars. Both work. Bar 41 feels immediate. Bar 49 feels like a here we go again moment. Then change your rhythm grid feel. If drop 1 used mostly downbeats and simple placements, make drop 2 more offbeat and syncopated. Same samples, different rhythm. Instant freshness. And consider the 1 bar per 16 flex. Pick 1 bar in this whole 16 bar drop, where you allow a slightly busier vocal moment, like 2 to 4 hits. Everything else stays minimal. That one highlight bar becomes memorable for DJs and listeners. End of drop 2, do one big delay throw to lead out. Here's the clean throw method. For the last word of a phrase, automate the echo send to jump up hard, like from 10% to 60 or 80%, then immediately pull it back down right after that word. That way the throw is exciting, but the next bar doesn't turn into fog. If you want it even cleaner, you can put a gate after echo on the return track. Set the threshold so only the throw opens it, and set release around 150 to 350 milliseconds. That gives you DJ-friendly tails that don't smear into the groove. Now the outro, bars 57 to 65. Outro is sparse tags, DJ-friendly. Think, one ragga tag every 8 bars. Avoid long phrases in the outro, because they make it harder to mix and they clutter your fade. Filter the vocal down with auto filter as the track fades, and reduce delay feedback gradually for a dubby tail that disappears nicely. Now, a quick optional workflow if you like sketching in session view. You can put each vocal one shot on its own clip, set follow actions like next or other with one or two bar timing, and then record yourself improvising into arrangement view. Then you edit down using the density rules. This audio version is shortened for playback.